All right, I'm going to ask a question. We're going to go around the room. Okay. We could actually go around the state.
Yes.
So you could call in and answer this question if you like.
Okay.
203-882-9757. Is the earth flat? Chaz?
No.
Ruth?
No.
AJ?
No.
Ayesha?
No.
Justin?
Are we going around the room?
Or
across the room? No.
Flat Earth, Dave?
100%. Now, if you went around the room, does that make the room a sphere?
It's deep.
See, this is where you lose us.
It's going to be really easy to dazzle us
before
with facts,
we start. Because
we
have
no counter.
I brought you guys some of my
Here's the product.
Hold
that
on.
You're
it's not for sale.
I'm a flat earth guy.
Not for sale.
I'm selling barbecue sauce.
It's not. It's a homemade organic barbecue. I mean, hot sauce.
Nice.
Hot sauce. And you do not need to dip your balls in it to see what it tastes like.
Okay. It's just here. It'll lock you flat.
No, but if I try this, am I going to be walking around saying, the earth is flat.
It won't make
the
your balls flat.
Is flat.
Thank you.
The earth is flat.
Right.
Earth is flat.
Here's the thing. This topic is literally the most interesting, the funniest, the most triggering topic there is. You're going to have listeners call in, including yourselves, that are going to defend the globe, and you don't even know your own model. You have a false idea what flat earth is, and you have no idea what your model is. Let me give you an example. What's the radius of the earth? What's the circumference of the earth? How fast is it rotating? How far is it from the sun?
Yeah.
You don't know any of these things because you were told before you had the ability to discern.
I didn't go out there with a tape measure.
That's right.
You didn't either.
I did.
I heard they're still getting it.
You went out with a tape measure?
We went out with lasers, went out with super zoom cameras, mirror reflectors. We did all sorts of stuff, and we can see farther.
I have a question for
you. Go for it.
First of all, is there any money in this? Because I'll jump on your bandwagon right now.
Listen, I don't want...
If you're making money doing this, then I'm in.
Is there money in it? It's going to be the largest market that you have ever seen in the history of all of our history. People that join Flat Earth, it sounds like a cult, they never leave because once you see the globe lie, you can't undo it. So here's the thing. This is a radio show. We got very limited time.
Right.
FlatEarthDave.com. All the information's there. I offer 3 Bitcoins for 1 globe proof. Before you go, what about boats over the horizon, seasons, sunsets?
Right.
3 Bitcoins.
Bitcoin sounds more made up than Flat Earth.
Well, you can immediately cash in your Bitcoin for $200,000. So, so there you go.
Wait, what is it up to now?
It's like $65,000 or $70,000.
I like the hot sauce.
Yeah. It's the best hot sauce you've ever had. It's not for sale.
During the dip, did good.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let me go around. We're going to keep it real light.
Sure.
I looked up a couple of your debates with smart people.
Of course you looked up.
It becomes really boring for the people who don't know all this stuff.
Yeah,
you know
sure.
What I mean?
Sure,
thank
sure.
You. We just want to keep it at a level where we're going to have fun.
Right. Sure.
We're not here to debunk anything.
Right. Watch my face.
We're here to hear your views.
Sure.
And take your hot sauce.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. Right. You're gonna love it.
Sounds pretty good.
And it's not for sale.
Not for sale.
It's not for sale.
Ricky, 7 C's.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello.
I think we don't know what this place is, number one. Number two, outer space is not up. It's over the ice wall.
Beyond Antarctica.
Goes further. Yeah. That's outer space. See,
Ricky, are you a flat earther?
I'm more of a godly kind of person. I believe in the firmament and all that stuff, you know. But I've talked to Dave through a couple text messages on YouTube, and he's a pretty wild guy, man. Really wild. Check it out. I mean, listen to what he says. He's going to open your mind a little bit.
Okay.
You know, you got to have.
Oh, I like a closed.
You might need a drink.
Let me.
Might need a drink.
Right,
anyone out there, get ready. Buckle up.
It's going to be
a wild ride.
Let me throw out a quick thing. When you look up Flat Earth, they show you a pancake floating in space. That's 2 false models put together. Neither one of them represents flat earth. Think of flat earth like a lake, right? A lake, a water needs containment. Water at rest needs containment. So the shoreline of the lake contains the lake.
Yeah.
Lower the shoreline, the lake will flow away.
Right.
So what contains the water on our globe? And the answer you have is gravity, which you can be disproven that that's what's going on. But just think of the world as a giant lake. Antarctica is the shoreline around our lake. Did you know the average height of all of the continents, Antarctica is over double the second and third place.
All right, so
over double.
If you believe the Earth is flat, then you have to believe that we never went to the moon.
Oh, do you believe we went to the moon?
Yes.
I'm out of here.
We saw
my litmus test.
We saw TV.
Yeah, if you look
Go
ahead.
Hundreds of people, maybe thousands of people,
yes,
faked this whole thing.
Well,
and it's never come out.
No, that's untrue. See, you've never seen it. Now, the people that we've talked to that work for NASA, lots of whistleblowers, they say they don't know what the person next to them is doing. So the compartmentalization is unreal. It's unreal. If you just look at the moon landing stuff, there is absolute 100% proof that it was filmed on a stage somewhere.
So at this point in 2024, yeah, we have no device that can go into our atmosphere and take a picture of our planet.
No, there's none. NASA admits they have no photos of Earth. They have no photos of Earth. It's all composite stitched together. If you look up Google photos of Earth and then put them side by side, they make no sense. They'll show one where the United States covers the entire side of the globe. Where did the rest of the continents go? Then they show one from the other side where it's just part of Africa, the entire side of the globe. Where did the rest of the continents go? When you take the time and look, then you will see the nonsense that they show you.
So what are all of these companies that are making aerospace? Like, I work in an aerospace company.
Yeah.
We literally make suits for NASA. We do components for them.
100%.
Where are they going? Why am I getting paid a salary to make this stuff? Where's this stuff getting made? Where's it going
100%.
Then? Tell me where it's going. Where's that space suit I'm making going?
It goes to NASA. Let me explain.
Yeah.
So NASA. When they did the moon landings, they hired 20,000 different companies to make all the different parts. What it is a jobs program. It's to make people believe, you're going to go, why would they lie? And we'll get there. It's to make people believe in the heliocentric lie, because it is how they control us throughout everything. So, you know, NASA has never once put an astronaut, in a vacuum chamber where they evacuated all the air and see if his spacesuit works. They did it once, and before they got all the air out, he passed out. His tongue started boiling. He almost died. They've never put a man in a spacesuit in a vacuum here on Earth, but they send him up to space where it's the ultimate vacuum. No problem.
I have to tell you, I was in the K&J bucket truck, and I saw the curvature of the Earth.
Oh, that's how high it was, I'm like, oh my God.
You know,
I should have taken a picture while I was up there.
People say,
I could show him right now.
I saw some pearly gates while I was up there.
Yeah. People say they see the curvature from an airplane. They're like, oh, I see it from an airplane. You ever been in an airplane? We send balloons up to 120,000 feet, which is five times higher than an airplane, maybe more. And it is flat. It is level. It is non-rotating.
Flat Earth Dave is in studio right now.
FlatEarthDave.com.
FlatEarthDave.com.
Right. I'm still hung up on how gravity can be disproven. I can't get my mind over that.
I can prove it. I can show you. Which gravity are you talking about?
Hold on one second. We're going to get to that on the other side of the song. But before we go to the song, I want to bring in an expert now.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Al in the shed.
Oh, Al.
Good morning. I want you to think about this. If the world was round, you know there'd be no such thing as a straight line.
That's true.
A cop even walked that once.
That's all I got.
Andre and Derby.
Yeah, despite the fact of eclipses and seeing planets through telescopes, I want to ask you, what would be the purpose of this conspiracy? Why the fear-mongering? Why? I think you'd get more fear out of a flat Earth of people being afraid to fall off the edge of it than a round Earth. I don't understand the whole purpose of this conspiracy you claim.
No, explain missing people.
it's a great question. And when you say you see planets, what you see are lights in the sky that look spherical, but anything, any light in the distance will look spherical, whether it's an array of lights or a square. It looks like a circle.
But here's the thing, the
shape of the lights in the ceiling do not dictate the shape of the floor, but the brightness of the planets, the brightness of Jupiter makes absolutely no sense. If you were on Jupiter looking at the sun, it would be the size of a large star, and then you believe that light is reflecting off of Jupiter and then traveling 400 million miles back to Earth where you see it as bright as you see it. None of that makes sense when you take the time and look at it, but why the lie is the greatest question of all. on my channel, which is DITRH. It stands for Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole.
See, there's money to be made here.
Well, yeah, right? It's not about the money at all. I walked away from a ton of money to spread this message. So why the lie? Basically,
good question.
The short answer is they want you excuse me, to feel insignificant. They want you to believe that you're a speck flying through an infinite, scientifically impossible space vacuum, expanding into an ever infinite universe. They want you to believe in shortages. They want you to believe in lack. But when the truth is, there's more land.
So they
are the people that
they've been going for
world.
A while now.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a while. But the flat earth,
what are they called in your?
Well, the ones that we see, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, you know, the people that are controlling this world. I believe they're
is there
just
a name
the
for their group?
We can call them whatever you want. I don't know. You know, the Bilderbergs. You can call them. You can call them the Council of Foreign Relations.
Were discovered in the days of Michelangelo, before these people were
so
born.
The interesting thing is that all the best proofs you guys have for the globe come from history, from stories from the past, like Eratosthenes, 2,000 years ago in Greece, figured it out with sticks and shadows. When you actually look at that, it's impossible for him to have done it. And why haven't we redone it today? The reason we haven't redone it today is because it works perfectly on a flat Earth. So
the flat Earth, what is, if you're saying the Earth is flat,
it's a topographical, non-rotating plane.
How come the people
plane?
On the bottom haven't fallen off?
Because there's nobody on the bottom. We are the basement of the universe.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
There's nobody below us.
I'm thinking gravity boots.
Wait, there's no one on the bottom of the Earth.
There's no. It's not a disk floating in a heliocentric space vacuum. That's scientifically impossible.
We're just on the top. There's no gravity.
There's electrostatics.
But no one has found their way to the edge.
No. The edge is the shoreline of Antarctica. But Antarctica is the shoreline of our pond. Think of us as a giant pond. The North Pole is the center of the pond.
Nice
poker face, Ayesha.
But here's the thing. People have gone to the edge. The edge is the shoreline of Antarctica. Some people call it the ice wall, but wall at the end of a disc. Shoreline.
I've been to the edge and I still look down.
It's a shoreline of our pond. It's what contains the waters.
Gotcha.
Right.
What if you dig too deep? You just go through.
The deepest hole ever dug is less than 8 miles. So whether it's a flat or globe Earth, nobody knows what's below 8 miles.
That is a good question.
And when they dug that
hole. How thick is the Earth?
So let me answer that.
Okay.
When they dug that hole, they were using ground penetrating radar to see what they're going to hit next. And they were wrong every step of the way. And when they got to just short of 8 miles, they hit an impenetrable barrier that they couldn't get through for years. And they finally gave up. So if the Earth was an apple, they drilled a quarter of the way through the skin. They were wrong every step in the way. But now they know what the core is. That meme we all see of the core of the Earth, the molten magnetic core,
so
which
no
is another problem.
No one's ever flown an airplane around the planet?
So around the planet, around, like going around New Haven, right? If the center of the flat Earth is, the center of the pond is a magnetic mountain, your compass will point towards that center. If you try to go west, you're going to go in a circle equidistant from that center. You're going to end up right back where you came from without ever changing directions. It doesn't prove the Earth is flat because it's the same on a globe, right? And check this out. Nobody has ever circumnavigated south. On a globe, you should be able to circumnavigate any direction you want, but nobody. Billions have gone east and west around the Earth. Zero have gone south. No one's gone south from Santiago and popped up in Australia. No one's ever done it.
Yeah.
Ever.
No one's gone south of me either.
Not about you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andre. Todd Nugatuck.
Listen, guys, I want my Bitcoin and follow me for 30 seconds, and I can tell you can see it with your own eyes.
Uh-oh. All right, here we go.
We all, there's different countries. There's Australia, North America, South America, right? All these different countries, right? On the planet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go and see the guy that went up in the Red Bull. That guy did the highest free fall. Yep. Takes a balloon straight up, and he falls from the highest elevation any man has done.
Yep, 127,000 feet.
Show me all the countries. All you see is landmass. So it has to rotate because all the countries are in the background. There's no way. You blow a bubble. It's a bubble. It's not a frisbee.
Yeah. So
I want my Bitcoin.
So the Red Bull jump, if you look into it, they actually did two before they aired one. And the two that they did, they used regular cameras that showed a perfectly level flat horizon, if you look at those videos. Then they used a fisheye lens with Felix. And when he came down, he goes, yeah,
I'm not talking about the fisheye.
I'm
talking about showing land masses. There should be all these different countries on your flat Earth that I could see in the South Pole in the middle.
Yeah.
Went up as high as anyone can.
If you look at the picture, the entire curve, it shows a big curved Earth, it shows a big landmass, and it's all Arizona. All Arizona curving around the Earth. And basically, that proves 100%
around here. There you go. It has to spin around so you can see the other countries, correct?
You're making no sense.
If you stayed up there for long enough, you see all the other countries.
He's saying
you're making no sense. The curve of the earth, it shows Arizona. It shows Arizona covering,
of people saying you're
covering
a
half of the planet.
I want my Bitcoin.
Yeah, it shows Arizona. Show me a globe where Arizona covers half the curve of the earth.
We're not talking about a globe. We're talking about physical eyes of a guy that went up in the background. Everything's focused on a guy standing on this stupid platform. You look in the background. Show me all the countries on your flat earth. And show me the South Pole or the North Pole in the middle. Show it to me.
There's tons of videos on it. There's tons. We can see farther than the physical curve of a ball would allow.
At
that height, with a regular camera, the earth is stationary.
There's science experiments where they send a balloon up and take pictures of that was down below in Arizona.
Here's the other thing.
You can't see all the country.
The balloon was up there for 3.5 hours. It landed east of where it landed, where it took off. Well, the earth is spinning to the east at 1,000 miles an hour. He should have landed 3,000 miles out in the ocean, but he outran the spin of the earth and landed in front of where he took off.
So we're spinning like a record?
Yeah.
No, we're not moving at all. The sun and the moon circle around us.
Tell me about not seeing the land masses in the picture of the guy up that high. Please explain how I can't see Australia and I can't see in North America on either side of that picture.
I could explain it perfectly. Imagine you're in a room with random lights in the ceiling, and you and I are looking up at those lights. We're like, hey, that's in the shape of a bull, and that's in the shape of a starfish. Great. Now we expand that room with the 10-foot-high ceilings to 10 miles wide. You go for a walk. You're 5 miles away. I can't even see you. I can't even yell to you. I call you on your cell phone. I say, look up at the lights in the sky. Do you see the bull? You see the starfish? You go, no, I see completely. Hold on. You see completely different lights.
I came back from the bathroom. Did I miss anything?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Completely different lights. That's how we see different lights in different parts of the world.
Up. I'm talking about the guy went up and he's looking down. We're talking about the planet Earth staying around.
What about
his
Bitcoin?
I'm not talking about the stars in the sky. Satellites go north and south. They go around.
Show me the Earth from high up in the sky that shows it's a globe. If you actually look
Red
and
Bull
use your mind.
Highest.
Can I get my money back on that globe I bought?
Hey, did you look at the on your globe? There's a sticker on the bottom that says not. It says for decorative purposes, not scientific.
I saw high weed in mine. Comes apart.
The Red Bull guy that jumped the highest. He's the world record holder. He's fake. He didn't go up high.
Check out flatearthdave.com. Check out the Red Bull videos there. It breaks it down for you so you can understand.
All right, you owe me three Bitcoin.
I think not.
Todd, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
Which is Nick in Wallingford.
Which is happening?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on. I have a quick question. Do you understand gravity?
Yes, 100%. Do you?
Yeah, actually.
Which gravity? Newtonian or Einsteinian?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
There's different brands?
It does matter.
There are different types of gravity.
So we disprove gravity with electrostatics, and your science globalists say that electrostatics is 10 to the 36th power stronger than gravity. Then we can prove electrostatics. You cannot prove gravity.
No, actually, you've just proved the dual nature of the particle, that it can behave like energy and like matter.
We can make things float, and we can make things fall by changing the electrostatics of them. You cannot do that with gravity.
This is like the debate team table.
So it's gravity.
In
let me
cafeteria.
Ask you this. In either case, right,
what's
are you denying the attractive force between particles?
No, there is an attractive force. It's called electrostatics. Everything is electrostatic. On my app, the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app, there's a frequently asked questions section. There's a gravity section. Educate yourself.
You're not a physics major. Where did you go to school?
I went
where
to school.
Where did you graduate?
In UConn.
You have a degree from UConn in what?
It doesn't matter. I took 4 years of astronomy.
Yes,
it does not matter.
No,
because indoctrination.
Would you hire a surgeon to operate on you who had a degree mathematics?
Here's the thing.
I mean, no.
If you
what's
memorize and regurgitate the Rockefeller nonsense, then you become a teacher.
You're blabbering nonsense, and you use the word science like I use toilet paper. Yeah.
That's what you think.
You use toilet paper?
No, I know the answer. I know the answer because people figured this out.
How fast is the Earth orbiting the Sun?
It's a mathematical.
How fast? What's the three-body problem? What's the inverse square law of light? Do you know any of these things?
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Chaz and AJ in the morning with Flat Earth.
Dave
in studio.
You know what it feels like to eat an eighth of mushrooms and then swallow MDMA, because that's pretty much where you'd have to be to believe that the Earth is flat.
I like this guy.
That's a straw man, but go right ahead.
I know my cat would knock things off.
Do we have any other callers that have intelligent questions?
I have an intelligent question. Do you know that gravity is not a constant, and it doesn't matter if it's Einstein or Newtonian?
9.8 meters per second is the average speed of the falls. But during electrical storms, things fall at different rates. And sometimes when a lightning strike happens, things go flying in the air. Can you explain that? It changes the electrostatic charge of the Earth and sends things flying in the air.
I went flying.
So at what point does – here's one for you. At what point does matter become energy?
I have no idea.
It's when it accelerates. Yes, that's right. It's when you accelerate a particle, it can turn into, it can have waveform properties. And that's one of the reasons.
What does that have to do with the physical construct of the Earth?
Well, if I have to explain it to you, you obviously don't understand physics.
Yeah. You'd have no idea what your model is. You don't. How is the radius of the Earth determined?
That's biology. If you took an orange, hold on, take an orange, okay. Right? And I want you to peel the orange.
And put it in the water, and it floats, and it sinks. No, the orange will sink.
Stop acting immature.
Yeah.
Take an orange, peel the skin, make the skin flat. Now make a representation of an orange as a flat plane when it was originally a sphere.
Here's the thing. It's actually the other way around.
I'm going to address your question. No.
Oh, I can't address your question. I can. I can.
Nick?
How many time zones are there on your orange? How many time zones are there?
My time zone is the Sprinkler zone.
We're talking about an orange. Stay focused.
Yeah, I'm focused.
For 1 second. You smoke too much pot. You're clearly ADHD. You need to shut your mouth and think about what an orange would look like if you peeled it and made it look flat. You'd have all these holes.
There's an angry smart man on the phone right now.
So am I allowed to address this question or not?
I have to go to a break.
Only if you
I'll address this question.
You get off subject, I'm hanging up.
Yeah,
Ted,
please.
It's all you.
All right. Okay. Flat Earth Dave is in studio, and he just had a heated exchange with a tribe member from Wallingford.
Yes.
And he wants like a minute to address that. Go ahead.
I can do it. So he's talking about if you peel an orange, try to make it flat, it's all messed up, it doesn't work because it's a sphere. Well, he's looking at it from a globe paradigm. If you take a circle and try to a flat piece of paper, a circle, and try to wrap it around a sphere, the bottom's going to get all crunched up. That's the south. So an orange has the sections, and we have 24 time zones around our globe, they tell us, and they should all be equal. But on a flat Earth, the time zones would fan out and they'd be really wide in the south. When you wrap them around, they would crunch. Did you know that we have 18 time zones in the north, 24 time zones near the equator, and 32 time zones in the south?
But if the time zone is just something we made up.
It's because it's a certain amount of distance where the sun is, and that's because the Earth is flat. When you look into it, on my app, the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app, click the time zone section, and then you'll know. Hard to do on a radio show with limited time. Let's get to some calls.
All right. Connie in Middletown.
Hey, Chaz and AJ, love you guys. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
And I don't call that often, but most of the time I'm like cracking up laughing every morning, so thank you. I just want to make a comment to Dave. Like, I don't care about what you're saying, but you made a comment about you go to school and get education and become a teacher. So you can keep your comments to yourself, but don't go teacher bashing because we work hard.
I don't teacher bash. No, teachers are hardworking, honest.
You just did.
But
you told that guy.
Have you verified the stuff that you were taught?
No.
No, you haven't.
Don't teacher bash us.
Right.
Okay.
Keep your comments to yourself.
Thank you.
I don't care. World round flat.
No, use a teacher.
Stop with your drama and don't bash teachers.
I'm not bashing. I'm just saying you haven't verified what you're teaching. What's the radius of the Earth? Do you teach Earth science?
No. Just don't teacher bash. Don't tell somebody, I went to school and all they do is they're teachers. So don't teacher bash.
How do you become a teacher?
Very seriously.
How do you become a teacher?
Very seriously.
Well, thank you for being a teacher, Connie.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Keep
the drama to yourself.
You're getting a dunce cap, Dave, and you're sitting in the corner, and you're going to write on the chalkboard 100 times, I will not bash teachers.
I wasn't bashing teachers. I'm just saying the way to become a teacher is to memorize the stuff that you're taught.
Amelia.
Not to verify it and not to challenge it, to memorize it.
Right. Amelia in Torrington.
Hi. I'm not interested in oranges or Bitcoin. I'm interested in perspective here. Yeah.
All right.
So it's a very elementary question. I'm not a physicist. I have no follow-up. So let's take dimensions.
I'm we already live in a two-dimensional.
Well, I mean, oh well. it's if this
are
is
you a
two-dimensional
or not, not a flat. You're the opposite.
The world's on fire. I don't have time for any kind of conversation like that. There's more important things to talk about. This is like an entertainment thing.
Yeah.
We live in a three-dimensional world, supposedly,
with a two-dimensional coordinate system, longitude
exactly.
and latitude.
Okay. So in what situation would we find ourselves in a spherical state? Would we have to increase the dimensions we're able to perceive in this world?
That's why I didn't do good
in
school.
Is it a matter of perception or
completely
a matter
out.
Of
Pizza Friday.
Of like physical realm?
If I understand your question, you're asking when would we see a sphere? We would see the sphere the size that they tell us, 24,901 miles around. That means at 3 miles, there's 6 feet of curvature. But I can look across Long Island Sound and see people sitting on the beach, sitting a foot off the ground. That is impossible on a globe. We can see mountains 700 miles away where the tops of those mountains should be over 50 miles below a curve. But we can see them. Okay, that says two things. One, the Earth is flat, or the Earth is a million times bigger than they tell us. Either way, there's more land, there's more resources,
more real estate.
Okay,
all
so
wars are fought over resources and land.
That's true. I will agree with you on that.
What if there's a million more continents out there?
Amelia, thank you. I just got one more call.
You're welcome.
The lines are jammed.
Yes,
but we had one guy calling in from Texas.
Texas,
are you in Texas now?
Oh.
I'm in Texas,
All right. Thank you for listening in Texas. What's your question or comment? And then we're going to wrap up.
First thing, the teacher, if she wants to look up a science teacher that's woken up to Flat Earth, his name is Josh, and he has a YouTube channel called Creation Standard, and he's going to be teaching biblical cosmology. Anyway, I wanted to call in because I know it's a very triggering subject everybody gets really weirded out by, and I did too. 2 years ago, one of my best friends told me the Earth is not moving, scientifically provable that it's not moving. And I do think that we live on a stationary topographical plane. So I just wanted to thank Dave for his work and thank anybody that's looking into it, because we are allowed to ask questions and investigate. And the science, especially interferometry, shows no motion. So I appreciate you, Dave.
Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, JT.
All right. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I got triggered when I first heard about this. I banned people from our social media. I told them not to listen to my podcast anymore. It was not a Flat Earth podcast. And then I was forced to look, and I looked with a bad attitude. I looked to disprove Flat Earth and prove the globe. And the harder I tried, the worse it got. And so that's why I offer 3 Bitcoins. Go to my website, watch there's free videos on it. You don't have to buy the app. The app's $3. But there's the thing called the Crash Course. These are videos that are being hidden from you on YouTube. Just watch the first 3, and I guarantee you will no longer believe you live on a globe after watching the first 3. Believe nothing, verify everything.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for the hot sauce.
You're going to love the hot sauce.
When the whole world has it wrong and one person saying, no, it's this way, they must be like the biggest genius on the planet.
No, there's a
but
lot of people.
They also make hot sauce.
They also make hot sauce. Yeah.
And by the way, inviting me back does not get you a second bottle of hot sauce.
See? Oh. All right, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.